native who lives here and works here in Fort Worth. Ed's career began with studies at University of Texas at Austin, the Brooklyn Art Museum, and at University of California at Berkeley. And he has taught painting at UNT since 1995. Ed has shown widely, most recently in a 2009 solo exhibition, Glimpse, 1973 to the Present, at Horton & Company in New York, and in a two-person show in 2008 at And/Or Gallery in Dallas, a 2006 show at the Community Arts Center here just across the street in Fort Worth was part of the Distinguished Texas Artists Series. His work starts with images appropriated from mass media, but moves beyond direct references with changes in scale and expressionistic brushwork. Museum collections that hold his work include the DMA and, of course, here at the Modern. His much-loved painting in the collection here, Hoppy Serves a Writ, begins from a film still from an iconic Western movie series, Hopalong Cassidy. But to quote 110, the Modern Collection Catalog, it is a work about photography, movies, and American myths. Ultimately, though, the painting is about painting. Ed Blackburn, everyone.
I don't need to talk to you.
Okay.
I think what we'll do is just move into the next gallery, by the balcony, and we're going to set up right there in that corner by the gun. So we'll start the talk there. Hi. Hi, Charles. How are you doing?
You look like you're doing very
well. Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad I look like that. Well, we look as good as we can, right?
The work looks great.
Thank you.
And today I like the very name of Arnold, so I'll try to show
you. Well, that's very nice to hear. Thanks, Charles. Oh, okay. Wow. I can hear myself, everything. Well, this is a good little corner. There's a door right there in case things go badly. There's some brightly colored eggs hidden in this exhibition. So if, that can be part of your activity, after the talk, maybe. Thanks for coming. Kind of unusual day to have an art talk, but maybe a good day. I was thinking definitely a relationship to art and Easter. Easter does seem to be essentially about light and illumination. And I think art is also essentially about that. And this, light, in terms of art, light that allows you to see visually whatever you're looking at, be it something in the real, so-called real world or in art, but also light in the sense of that word being illumination, a revelation, a new take on something. So that is a good definition for art. Art's about a lot of things. It's about any number of things. It's mysterious, it's romantic, it's historic, it's individual history, philosophy. But if it's really good, I think you can say that. It's essentially about illumination. It's about a revelation in terms of that subject. And I think this show of Andy Warhol's last decade is definitely that kind of art. The better the art, I think the more you can say that. And this is a very good show. I want to talk about the character of this show, this last decade of Andy Warhol's work, but also just Andy Warhol, basically the nature of his work, what it I think it means. And so I'm going to work to that, but I'm going to touch first on just my own kind of evolution. And Terry Thornton, who sort of puts these shows together, these talks, had asked the artists to, if they could include that in their commentary, to some of the way that they individually connect with this work. So I will do that kind of briefly to start out. I always did have a notion to be an artist from very young, and I'm not exactly sure where it came from, and Michael Moore and I were just having discussion while we were figuring out a few things here of that whole question. It's pretty interesting, and sometimes you can kind of see where your ideas about art came from, and sometimes you can't. And I don't know exactly with me. My parents did take magazines, Life magazine, and this is way back in the 40s and the 50s when I was growing up, and Saturday Evening Post. And I do remember being very taken with those magazines and looking at the illustrations, looking at the photographs in Life magazine. Life magazine used to be just really amazing in terms of the photographs. And they were some of the best photographers around, and they were big and just quite engaging. I seem to just like to hang them up on the wall in my room all the time. And as I look back, I don't think it was a particular subject. It was just photographs. It was just images of the world. So it kind of has a connection to the attitude of Andy Warhol, I think, in a roundabout way. But I was trying to... I wanted to be an artist, but I didn't know exactly what that was. And I think the illustrations in Saturday Evening Post probably represented art to me. And I know movies and music were something that I was very involved in, looking at and hearing. And so that was probably my real art experience. And I didn't really call it art, but there was, you know, very good music and very good movies going around at that time, and there still are. All the black and whites and Marlon Brando and Marilyn Monroe. Some of the subject matter for this show are Andy Warhol and his full area of working. Those are some of his subjects. But those were movies that involved those people and very good directors. So I was involved in those, music, Hank Williams early on, and the whole rock and roll when it came along, Elvis and Little Richard, Chuck Berry. Well, I don't know. That's art. You know, you engage with it. It's something very intense. It's defining your world for you. It has a real shape. It gives shape to things. So I think that was my first art. So I went off to school down in UT and really found out about that other world of art, that very large, and it was immediately very exciting. And I began to understand somewhat what it was about. And briefly, the art at the school was, at that time, this is like 58, and the art at the school was kind of a regional impressionism. And it was okay, and you really did learn things about drawing and design, and that was good. I do remember an incident when I was in school that I've recalled a number of times, that I was quite taken with de Kooning, because the art that was going on in the world, kind of the breaking edge art, was abstract expressionism at that time. And I was immediately taken with de Kooning, and I didn't really understand it real well. But I liked to look at it, and it seemed mysterious and romantic and dramatic and dangerous. Just, you know, what else could you want as an idea of art? And I remember being in this class, and it was like a design class or something like that. We were sitting around tables. And the teacher was in the class, and he was actually a visiting artist from New York. His name was Edwin Ruda. And I found out later he was a very good artist, and I kind of actually connected with him years later. But he was there in the class, and I had this magazine, which I used to pour through all the periodicals. And it had a de Kooning woman, Woman One, which is the one that's in the Modern in New York. And I was looking at it, and the teacher came by, and I said, you know, it was the best question I could come up with, and I just said, is this good? And he looked at it a minute, and he said, I don't know. And I realized it was, in hindsight, but it even struck me at the time, it really gave me something to think about. I mean, he was being very honest with me, and I appreciated it. But I think I got a glimpse of art as something that is very big, and it's, you learn about it in school, but it's bigger, and it challenges people when it comes along, and it's really good. And sometimes people who even think about art a lot, they don't know what to do with it. They think it's something, but they don't know what to do with it because it's